Hey, Merry Christmas. I know it's not Christmas, but this is, it's 1:08 p.m. I woke up like 2 hours ago or something like that, but then we had to go out and get Christmas lights. I came home last night. I don't know what time it was, midnight, 12:30, maybe 1, somewhere in that range. Hey, I get home and there's a Christmas tree in the house. Jacqueline went out and bought a Christmas tree. So we had to go out today and buy lights, because we used to have a fake tree that had the lights built in it. So now we got a real, honest to goodness, what kind is it?
It's a balsam fir.
Balsam fir.
It's pretty, it smells good.
So this is the lighting of the Novak Laker Hanukkah Christmas tree. So, but the lights are already plugged in, so it kind of takes away the drama. But Jacqueline's stringing them around the tree. So that, what's that?
You gotta do it that way so you can see.
Oh, you gotta
do it while it's lit.
I wonder if the big tree in Rockefeller Center, they put them on lit, then unlight them for the dramatic lighting by Nick Lachey or whoever they get to pull the trigger on that. So, we can say Merry Christmas again, thanks to Donald Trump, and we're doing a Christmas tree. I was trying to fight the war on Christmas, but Christmas won. I gave in. Texas prison bans 10,000 books, no Charlie Brown Christmas for inmates, but Mein Kampf is allowed. Well, I don't think the inmates need Charlie Brown Christmas. They definitely don't need Mein Kampf. I would just load that sucker up with Tony Robbins. That should be all you're allowed to read as an inmate, is Tony Robbins. And then they come out entrepreneurs. They have a list of goals to achieve, and they go out and then be like, oh God, this guy's so successful, he must have killed somebody. That's my tweak to the prison system library. Forcing kid to masturbate for cops in sexting case was wrong, court finds. Well, I guess we could still rely on the justice system sometimes. That sounds wrong. What did they do? A federal appeals court ruled Tuesday in favor of a Virginia man who, as a teen, was once ordered by a lower court to be photographed while masturbating in the presence of armed police officers. What's that? Sexy court? What kind of court? You know what we need? Pictures of you, Jack. The warrant was... it was a warrant for a jack-off picture. Investigation in a teen. They won't be doing that no more. Al Franken resigned over sexual misconduct allegations. Man, I bummed out about Al Franken. I like that dude. But I don't know all the cases. I didn't read all of them. But these are crazy times, and shit's going down. I'm just glad I'm not a groper. I don't even like to hug. And if I'm taking a picture, I'm definitely not putting my... you got to put one hand mid back and steady as a motherfucker, barely touching. Almost like levitating above, but maybe you feel the heat from the hand, like there, like you sense the presence. But don't you press down? You better not press down too hard. That being said, that's when you're in a professional situation. I gave an inappropriate hug to Jacqueline when she dropped me off. She just tried to give me a ride, and I gave an inappropriate hug. I hugged too long. And if she wasn't my domestic partner right now, she could probably come out as soon as I got on Jimmy Kimmel and be like, oh, because, you know, I'm a notable person now. He said, he gave me an inappropriate hug. He was, whoa, boy. He squeezed. So I'm lucky. Al Franken, you know what? Now you better stand a foot away in any picture. Well, that's probably going to be his gag. Look, I'm not groping. Airbnb guests are finding hidden cameras planted in their rentals. Whew, I've stayed in a lot of Airbnbs. I wonder if I had an eye on me. It makes sense. You want to, you don't know, you have strangers coming into your home or into some part of your home or whatever. You want to make sure they don't go rubbing their balls on the TV remote. And then you go use your TV remote and you touch their balls. Now look at you. You're a ball toucher. They could, but you, man, I don't want somebody like with tape of me in the. It's creepy. There's probably some tape of me out there, but I would never rub my balls on a television remote. Every Airbnb I stayed in, I was very respectful. Bankrupt Toys R Us wins OK to pay $16 million in executive bonuses. Well, I don't know. I have love for Toys R Us. I'll say that. I'm bummed out that they're bankrupt. I still love Toys R Us. As a kid, it's like the best place to go in the world. Now is it gone completely? There was the one in Times Square. That shit's gone. It's a Gap now. How is the Gap more popular than Toys? I don't know. I guess kids don't mind. Everything gets ordered online. I think as a kid, I would want to go into the store and see the hallway in our apartment building is being painted right now. In case you hear some people arguing over paint. I don't know. I just hear people. I don't want to talk about that. No. That was a stabbing. I don't feel like talking about stabbings. I feel like talking about something nice. Do one nice story. Get the fuck out of here. Finish. Man, it's all death. Death, death. Oh, sheriff. Florida mayor used parking permits of dead people. Now, that does have death in it, but that's like, you know, just he was using the handicap permits of dead, or the mayor is small. Oh, she, lady mayor. They don't tell you that. They say mayor. How am I supposed to know it's a lady? A lady mayor this woman, she was taking the handicap parking permits of dead people, and then we go park in the handicap spots. You would think, as the mayor, can't you get your own handicap spot? Say, hey, I got a bad ankle. You give me the handicap stick. Well, she got busted and arrested. Well, I guess because you're using the dead people's, it's not even fit. It's like you're going into records and doing weird shit. That's an odd thing to do. I would feel terrible getting out of the handicap spot, and then like I just kind of get out of there and start. And people are like, "What the fuck?" But, no, I got a handicap sticker from a 92-year-old woman, and. I'll park in those pregnant woman spots, though. I don't give a shit. That ain't real. That ain't legal. Some supermarkets or malls, they'll have like a spot for that they made up for expectant mothers. And guess what? You can park there. They can't give you a ticket or tell you a shit. Because how do they know? There's no sticker for that. All right, you everybody. Happy holidays. I think Hanukkah starts next week. But we're in the whole holiday thing over here. So, oh, if you go on Instagram, you'll see a picture of the tree. If that's something you're interested in. All right, see you tomorrow. Oh, it's my Instagram's at Chris Laker. I'm trying to Instagram more. I was told I have to up my social media. So, yeah, do that thing. Follow me on Twitter too. Just get a Twitter account if you don't have one, for Christ's sake. It's not a big deal. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.